Tuesday mornings, Bear Country 95.3 at 7:50, or just close to 8 o'clock. We check in with Mick. Mick from Montague Web Works here in the Bear Country studios this morning. Hi, Mick.
How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing fine. How was your President's Day yesterday?
My President's Day? Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute, shall we?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, today is actually George Washington's birthday.
Yep.
His actual birthday. And there's a little question about how old he actually would be if he were still alive. Is it 280 or 279? I'll get into that in a second.
Yeah, I'm interested.
But it's his actual birthday today. So happy birthday, George.
Happy birthday, George. We'll get you some more wooden teeth.
That's right. Some more apple trees.
I understand that that is a myth. He did not have wooden teeth.
Did you hear about that? I haven't heard about that. Is that a true fact?
I'm going to have to find the website, and maybe we can feature that for a Montague Web Works website of the week.
Another one, yeah. Well, I should know that now. I should know everything.
Well, I know you wanted to talk about Washington's birthday, which is actually today.
It is today. We celebrate the week. It was first celebrated in Washington, D.C. in 1880,
mm-hmm.
And it was made a federal holiday in 1885. So that's now, 125 years,
yeah,
going on that we've been celebrating it,
right?
And as we should. I mean, do you have a favorite president?
Do I have a? That's a good question. I mean, I like Kennedy.
Yeah,
I like Reagan. I've liked every president, and people call me nuts,
right?
Because I liked Clinton.
Yeah,
and I liked Bush. In both of them, in certain ways.
In certain ways.
Yeah, I'm in my own little club,
yeah,
over
I
here.
Think so.
In the corner.
I would think so. You can like, well, you guess you can because you do.
Right.
Some people say Lincoln. Some people say either of the two Roosevelts.
Right.
My personal favorite is Washington because
mm-hmm.
there were no presidents before him.
That's right. He plowed the path.
He invented the office, you know, like the whole concept of the cabinet
mm-hmm.
Came about because when he wanted to meet with his the people that headed up each of the various departments, they didn't
right.
have a room to meet in.
Right.
While they were constructing the building, so they actually met in the room that had the cabinets. So they called it the quote the cabinet room.
I had no idea.
As opposed to the mural room or
wow.
whatever. So that's why it's called the cabinet.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Is that so? And he just
I just
sort
went
of,
right over that all this time.
Yeah. So I'm impressed by what he did. You know, and of course he led us to win against the British and everything. So props to George Washington. So
yes.
There are two websites.
Mad props.
Mad props. So there are two websites that I would suggest you go to.
Mm-hmm.
earlyamerica.com/lives/GW Life. And they have a lot of interesting information there, including the full text of one of the earliest biographies of George Washington.
Interesting.
And you folks at home, I mean, you have the day off, maybe. Your kids certainly do, and maybe they're looking for something to do. So I would definitely go there because it was written only 10 years after his death,
mm-hmm.
this book that they have up there, and it's free to just read while you're online. So again, earlyamerica.com/lives/GW Life. Another one is on the PBS.org website, so PBS.org/George Washington. And this is the companion website for the biography show they did about, I think it was 2002 or 3, they had a show
okay.
about him. So this is the companion website, and it's really cool. They have a lot of they have videos, and it's a well-done website. You know, it's got the calligraphy of the time and
yeah.
everything. And so, so mad props to GW. They named a bridge after him and a state after him. And
put him on our dollar bill.
Put him on the quarter, too, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so that's the first one. The second one that I'd like to talk about today, the unofficial period of the beginning of the sugaring season. And, of course, we are in New England,
mm-hmm.
and people do a lot of that. If you're driving down the road or taking walks in the woods, you may see the buckets hanging on the side of the trees.
Or the plastic wires.
Or the lines, yeah, the plastic tubing that
yep.
goes to a larger tank or whatever. So there's a website for Massachusetts people that are interested called massmaple.org. And they have information there for people that are interested in picking it up on their own, if they, you know, how to identify maple trees,
mm-hmm.
How to set up your taps, how often to, you know, pull it out, how to mm-hmm. boil it, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a little bit of e-commerce on there as well. You can buy the shirts, you can buy, you know, how-to guides.
I think
stuff.
I've been to this website before.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my stepmother-in-law, I thought, had beautiful maple trees in her front yard. Oak.
Oak.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could stick a bucket on that tree, you know, all spring. Yeah, you're not going to get anything. I was so excited, too.
Yeah, but you would think that, you know, looking at the tree in the fall, I mean, sugar maples have a distinct, you know, leaf color.
I wasn't looking at the tree in the fall, unfortunately.
What, so you actually put buckets on it?
No, I didn't go that far, but
it's like, man.
They said to me, Kevin, your dream ends here. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Montague Webworks and our website of the week, Mick from Montague Webworks, also represented at the Bear Country website at bear953.com through our Save 30% store. If you're thinking about building that website and you want Mick to help you out at a 30% discount, of course, that is one of the biggest things they're known for right here in the Valley, building websites.
That's right. That's what we do.
You can get a 30% off that price for building your website through the Bear Country Save 30% store at bear953.com.
You know that it's time. Just do it.
This is Bear Country 95.3.